Well, I'm back, YouTube family, with another message. It's Monday, the 23rd of March at 3:39 in the morning. And I got a very sweet message from the Lord for all of you. He began immediately tonight after we had had some worship time together. He began, "I know that many of you are deeply troubled for your loved ones. The loved ones who have turned away from me, that is obvious. And the less obvious, those who have grown cold and lukewarm, running from me, filling their time with emptiness to avoid coming to terms with where they are at with me. Many of you are married to those in that state. Do not trouble yourselves any more on their behalf. I have a plan for them. It will begin after the rapture, and in the end, when you meet again, you will not even recognize them, so on fire for me shall they be. This is my promise to you. Release them into my care, bless them, and move on. These shall be perfected in the furnace of affliction. I will present them to you without spot, wrinkle or blemish on that day when the whole world will rejoice in my reign. So, my beloved brides, take a deep breath and rest. As to the false report raised about your president, this was done by evil men bent on destruction. I had called you into prayer during that time for a very specific reason. Much was transpiring behind the scenes, and literally, you were truly on the brink. Your prayers, as well as other obedient intercessors, helped to turn the tide. While this may have looked like a victory for the enemy in misleading you, I allowed it as a wake-up call, and behind the scenes were mysterious circumstances that could have easily gotten out of hand. You've experienced miscommunication in your marriage that led to serious divisions. Divisions not grounded in reality, but grounded in misunderstanding. Misleading signals, so to speak. The very same dynamic can exist in war games and the military as well. As you sensed in the spirit, that was a very serious night. But Lord, I thought this was all pre-planned by those in power behind the scenes. True, but one wild hair can tilt the scales before their time. Trust me, Tuesday night was critical. Okay. Never mind who or what was responsible for this. Just know that as things escalate, evil forces are behind what will soon overtake your world. Nonetheless, you are not to be subject to them. Do not be afraid. Even as things wane and increase, I am in complete control. Don't you see? This must come to pass. So just be ready from moment to moment, day to day. I'm very pleased with the souls who have visited this channel and taken it to heart. I am very pleased that many of you have turned your hearts more and more away from the world. And just as an aside, he had told me that when we were worshiping, that he was very happy with certain souls who had really responded to his messages. He continued, "Please persevere in your dance with me. Don't give up so easily. It wounds me when my bride does not take me at my word. If you have discerned that it truly is my word, don't give up. I will come to you. I will dance with you. All of this is in my plan. Together in my arms we will be strong, and nothing will frighten you. As for my words to Claire about fear, why do you doubt? Am I without feelings for my creatures? Am I indifferent to what lies ahead? Do I not love you deeply? So deeply that not one sparrow falls to the ground without my grief. And yet I rejoice to pick it up and tuck it into my bosom, where heaven truly dwells, and all creation rejoices. so know and understand that I dread the day misfortune will fall upon you. Yet I will not let you despair. I will lift you up to my bosom, where you will find eternal joy. And Claire, I want you to be confident. Stand firm, my love. All that I prophesied through you is about to come to pass. Pay no attention to the naysayers. No, I say they will have their reward. Rather concentrate on these little ones I have sent you. I love to see them dancing with me. I will bless them. They will grow in intimacy, just as you have prayed and always desired from the beginning. At this point, I kind of sensed a break in our conversation. I said, when, Lord, when? The question we're all asking, right? Very soon, Claire, very soon. Oh, you know how I feel about that word, soon. And you know how I feel about you asking when, Chin up. The word means the same to you as it does to me. Ah, but in the face of eternity, it still means soon. I see I've gotten nowhere with you, Lord. On the contrary, you've made me very, very happy, because now there are brides who truly believe and want to dance with me. I was beginning to feel like a wallflower. He made a sad face, and I laughed. Oh, that's too funny. Yes, but it's true. The music plays, I sway, but my bride runs away. Oh, no, you're making rhymes. That's right, and some will not forget those words and press in. Okay? Makes sense to me, Lord. Good. Now we are agreed. No longer will I be a wallflower. And that's the end of the message. I thought that was really sweet. He is very sensitive. To rejection. Believe it or not. And I think he just wants you to really be encouraged to press in and dance with him. The Lord bless you, family. Thank you for all your responses and prayers.